WBZ H 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he's grateful for how police handled an armed man who tried to threaten him at the state capitol this week. Nate Wegehout has more.
The man was first arrested at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. After posting bail, he returned to the Capitol Square with a rifle around 9 o'clock at night. Governor Evers was not in the Capitol building either time. Evers said that Capitol Police handled the situation well.
The Capitol Police took control of the situation, and so it's over. But yeah, it's always something that is things you don't want to see happen.
Lawmakers inside the building were not notified of either incident until Thursday morning, but Assembly Speaker Robin Foss said that he too was satisfied with how police handled the situation. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Capitol Police say the suspect's name is Joshua Pleasnik. He's 43 years old and lives in Madison. Social media posts indicate Pleasnik goes by the nickname Taco. Republicans are trying to shut down events like the World Naked Bike Ride in Wisconsin. That's after Madison authorities declined to press charges over a 10-year-old girl's participation this summer. Pictures were posted on Facebook. Jeff Weingand is a Dane County Board supervisor from Sun Prairie. He spoke at a hearing on two state Senate bills yesterday.
I used to love going to the Dane County Farmers Market. I used to love walking around places like the Monona Terrace and State Street. I can no longer do those things with my family for fear of what my children will be exposed to.
The bills seek to make laws covering public nudity and children in particular consistent statewide. The U.S. Agriculture Department is announcing $23 million in award support to support dairy farmers and dairy businesses in the Midwest. Brian Whittakins reports from the World Dairy Expo in Madison.
$7 million of that $23 million has been allocated to Wisconsin. Jenny Lester Moffitt, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, made the announcement at World Dairy Expo.
Combined for the Midwest will total be about $40 million since 2019 that we've invested here in Midwest production for dairy innovation.
The initiatives support small and mid-sized dairy businesses in the development, production, marketing, and distribution of dairy products. From World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins.
It's National Banned Books Week. Every year at this time, librarians and educators get the word out about what books some groups are trying to keep out of the public's hands. Bookstore manager Jennifer Jubenville tells Channel 10 in Duluth that Banned Books Week calls attention to the importance of reading. Books get challenged by people who say their content is obscene, but Jubenville says banned books often have important messages that need to be heard. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes released a lengthy statement Thursday refuting multiple parts of a report that is leading to a vote next week to remove him from office. The report says Hakes didn't do parts of his job and profited from his role as sheriff by selling real estate and other items on the side and had inappropriate communication with a coworker. Hakes denied most of the allegations and said the report was politically motivated. The Chippewa County Board will vote on Tuesday whether to remove him as sheriff. One board member has already called for Hakes to resign. A man is seriously hurt after being trapped inside of a combine that had rolled over Wednesday in Trumbull County. The sheriff's office said that the 48-year-old man was driving north on a road near Arcadia when he went to turn off of the road, but went into the ditch instead. The combine then rolled over and pinned the man inside. He was flown to a hospital with serious injuries. Today's weather, cloudy with scattered showers, highs only getting into the low 50s. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Chicago Bears finally win a game. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A stunner last night on Thursday Night Football. The Bears beat the Commanders in Washington. Final score, Chicago 40, Washington 20. That snapped a 14-game losing streak for the Bears dating back to last year. About an hour before the kickoff, the team learned of the passing of Hall of Fame linebacker Dick Butkus at the age of 80. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus after the game.
Just got out of the locker room. Guys did a nice job of sticking together. And let me digress for a second. My condolences to the Butkus family. I had several chances to visit with Dick. He's one of my idols growing up, being a linebacker, and we had some good talks.
Wide receiver DJ Moore with 3 touchdowns, 230 yards receiving, the second most in a game in Bears franchise history. In Green Bay, the Packers have practice today and tomorrow before flying to Las Vegas to face the Raiders on Monday Night Football. The Packers trying to figure out how to shut down now Raiders wide receiver Davante Adams. I talked to defensive back Jaire Alexander.
I mean, you know, it'd feel good. It'd feel better with interception. You know?
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't know if there's a lot to help against a player of that caliber. If he's not the best, he is certainly right there.
College football, the Badgers host the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Kickoff at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning in Madison. Then next, the Badgers will face Iowa, followed by Illinois and Ohio State. Head coach Luke Fickle.
You know, we've got a stretch here. Nobody wants to talk about the stretch, right? We want to talk about, you know, what's coming up on Saturday, but this is the time, this is the stretch that we've got to make sure we're moving forward and doing the things that are going to give us a chance to be successful, not just this weekend, but continue to push forward for the next 8 weeks.
Baseball, the Brewers cleaning out the clubhouse, some for perhaps the last time, like pitcher Corbin Burns.
Just feel bad for all these guys that, you know, worked their butt off for all season, but and not even this season for the years just to get to this point.
That's Brewers pitcher Corbin Burns. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I think it's working. I think it's all together. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Stu Daniels Show. It is a Friday morning. It is the 6th of October. And despite technological problems that we're having, we're going to do a radio show. Are you ready? I'm ready. Welcome into the Stu Daniels Show. Come on in, grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and let's go over some news and some sports and some weather. And I've got some updated weather forecasts for you for the day. Outside today in La Crosse, mostly cloudy, breezy, with a chance of rain, high around 50 degrees. In Eau Claire, breezy and rain likely, high around 50 degrees. Richland Center today, rain likely, breezy, high around 56. In Amory, increasing clouds, rain likely, breezy with a high around 50 degrees. And in Hayward today, rain likely, breezy with a high of only 47. In sports, Wisconsin plays Rutgers tomorrow. Camp Randall Stadium game time is 11 a.m. And in the news, there's a lot going on. You probably heard that a man with a gun was arrested at the state capitol on Wednesday. He was demanding to see Governor Evers. And then after being arrested, then posting bail, the man later returned with an assault rifle and was arrested again. Also in the news, in fact, the first thing that we're going to get to today is this big jobs report stunner. Jobs numbers just came out, being the first Friday in the month. I have a story here from Yahoo Finance with that headline that says, jobs report stunner. U.S. economy creates 336,000 jobs in September, nearly twice the number expected. And I'll give you this story. This is quite surprising, something that really no one expected. And I know that there are some people who are still having economic issues, problems with the economy, their personal economy. But as far as the collective economy is concerned, seems to be humming right along. The U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, highlighting concern that the labor market isn't cooling as fast as the Federal Reserve would like in its battle against inflation. Obviously, with a lot more people taking jobs, often higher paying jobs than they had previously, there may be a problem with inflation. It says here the non-farm payroll additions nearly doubled. The 170,000 economists surveyed by Bloomberg had expected. Revisions to the August and July jobs reports released on Friday today showed there were 119,000 more jobs created during those months than previously reported. You understand what that means, right? In addition to the 336,000 new jobs, the adjusted numbers for August and July show that in addition to what was reported during those months, there was actually another 119,000 jobs on top of that that were added. So for the month of September, the numbers that came out today, the unemployment rate remained flat at 3.8%, which is unchanged from August, and at level not since February 2022. Not sure exactly what that means. There may be some kind of a grammatical error there, but I guess what that means is unchanged from August at levels not seen since February of 2022, I guess is how that's supposed to read. It says here wages, a closely watched indicator of how much leverage workers are exerting in the labor market, rose less than expected last month, rising 0.2%. on a monthly basis, and 4.2% over last year. Economists expected wages to rise 0.3% over last month, and then 4.3% over last year. The labor force participation rate increase remained unchanged at 62.8%, which is the highest level since February of 2020, which you may know is was the month before the pandemic hit. Average weekly hours also remained flat at 34.4. So remaining flat just means it's unchanged. And it says here by industry, the largest increases in Friday's data were seen in leisure and hospitality, where 96,000 jobs were added. Employment in food services and drinking places rose by 61,000, reaching its pre-pandemic level. Government employment increased by 73,000, while healthcare added 41,000 jobs. The labor market has been a key factor in the Federal Reserve's read of the economy, which remains in focus ahead of the central bank's next policy meeting on November 1st. And it says here on September 20th,
Fed Chair Jerome Powell noted there still needs to be some softening in the labor market to keep inflation moving down to the Fed's 2% goal. If that isn't continuously seen, Powell has warned, that could push the Fed to raise rates again. Quote, evidence that the tightness in the labor market is no longer easing could also call for a monetary policy response, Powell said in a speech at the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. A week full of labor market data leading into the report has shown some indications of a cooling labor market. The ADP National Employment Report showed 89,000 private payroll jobs were added to the U.S. economy in September. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg had expected job additions of 150,000 for the month. As we mentioned, it was actually 336,000. Wage data from ADP showed the difference between wage growth gained by leaving a job versus staying is at its slimmest margin since October of 2020. And on Tuesday, the latest job opening and labor turnover survey, or what's called the JOLTS report, revealed there were 9.6 million jobs open at the end of August, an increase from 8.92 million job openings in July, and the highest reading since May. But economists pointed out that the quits rate and hiring rate remaining at pre-pandemic levels during August will help keep wage growth, a key indicator watched by the Fed, lower. Okay. And it says here, as of Thursday evening, markets are pricing in a roughly 80% chance the Fed does not raise interest rates at its next meeting. So there's the latest jobs information for you. U.S. adding another 336,000 jobs. And I just want to let my producer, Sam, know that I can't see you right now, but I'm assuming that you're giving me a sign to let me know we've only got a couple minutes left before we go to break. So why don't we go ahead and take that break, and I'll get my computer fixed here, and we'll be back. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 50. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for isolated rain showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 50. Cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 45.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
I take for granted that you're always there.
for you, huh? Todd Rundgren. Friday morning, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock, almost 25 minutes after. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Right now in La Crosse, 48 degrees. Also 48 in Richland Center. And the next thing I want to get to here is this story I mentioned at the beginning of the show about a man with a handgun looking for Tony Evers. The guy was arrested at the Capitol, inside the Capitol on Wednesday. So after they took him away, after they arrested him, he posted bail and then came back later in the evening with an assault rifle. And I know that many gun proponents want to say that anybody should be able to buy a gun anytime they want to, and there should be no background checks, and you should be able to carry the weapon without having to get a license or anything, and everybody should be able to carry a gun, buy a gun. And this is exactly why we need some regulations on who can buy guns. And I'll give you a little bit of this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel before we have to go to our break. It says here that a 43-year-old Madison man demanded to see Governor Tony Evers at the Wisconsin State Capitol on Wednesday afternoon and returned later with an assault rifle after posting bail, according to state officials. Evers told reporters on Thursday he was unharmed and had confidence in the state Capitol police and would continue there, that they would continue to keep him safe. And here's the quote from the governor. He said, "I'm okay. To their credit, the Capitol police took control of the situation, and so it's over. But yeah, it's always something, that is, things you don't want to see happen. But that's why we have good people in the police departments, in the Capitol Police and the State Patrol," Evers told reporters. "They're doing their great work." So on Wednesday afternoon, Joshua Plesnik, who police say goes by Taco, arrived at the state capitol shirtless with a leashed dog and wearing a holstered handgun, according to information on the incident provided to lawmakers and obtained by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. While being interviewed, Plesnik said he would continue coming to the Capitol until he spoke to the governor about domestic abuse towards men, the report said. Plesnik stated he did not own a vehicle, and it is likely he has access to a large amount of weapons and is comfortable using them. "Use extreme caution when in contact with Plesnik. He should be considered armed," Capitol Police officials told lawmakers in an alert. So this guy was arrested after approaching the security desk outside of Evers' office inside the state capitol. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local civic media radio station.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. New jobs numbers out this morning. 336,000 people added to the payrolls last month. The unemployment rate unchanged at 3.8%. A new controversy involving former President Trump. An Australian billionaire and member of Trump's Mar-a-Lago club, Anthony Pratt, telling special counsel Jack Smith that Trump told him secret information about America's nuclear submarines back in 2021. Meanwhile, a new Speaker of the House not yet decided, but could it be Trump?
Donald Trump is throwing his support into this race, endorsing Jim Jordan for Speaker, saying that the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and founder of the far-right Freedom Caucus has his total and complete endorsement. But Donald Trump now says he would be willing to step into the role temporarily if the party is unable to coalesce around a candidate.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Lawmakers say Trump as speaker is highly unlikely. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air, 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes released a lengthy statement Thursday refuting multiple parts of a report that is leading to a vote next week to remove him from office. The report says Hakes didn't do parts of his job and profited from his role as sheriff by selling real estate and other items on the side and had inappropriate communication with a coworker. Hakes denied most of the allegations and said the report was politically motivated. The Chippewa County Board will vote on Tuesday whether to remove him as sheriff. One board member has already called for Hakes to resign. A man is seriously hurt after being trapped inside of a combine that had rolled over Wednesday in Trumbull County. The sheriff's office said that the 48-year-old man was driving north on a road near Arcadia when he went to turn off of the road, but went into the ditch instead. The combine then rolled over and pinned the man inside. He was flown to a hospital with serious injuries. Today's weather, cloudy with scattered showers, highs only getting into the low 50s. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Annual show from Los Lobos on a Friday morning. And I should mention that David Hidalgo of Los Lobos celebrating a birthday today, born on this date in 1954. Yeah, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. If you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And right now, 44 degrees in Amory, 47 degrees in Eau Claire. And just before the break, we were discussing this gentleman, Joshua Plesnik, who showed up at the Capitol on Wednesday with a gun, said he wanted to see Governor Evers after they arrested him and he posted bail. He came back later in the day, actually that evening, with an assault rifle, said he still wanted to see the governor. So he was taken away again. I was going over the story from the Journal Sentinel. It says Plesnik, Joshua Plesnik, was arrested after approaching the security desk outside of Evers' office inside the state capitol. Department of Administration spokeswoman Tatiana Warwick told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He said he would not leave until he saw Governor Evers. Police arrested the man for openly carrying a firearm inside the Capitol building, which is a violation of state law. Plesnik returned to the state capitol about 9 p.m. with an assault-style rifle after posting bail at the Dane County Jail. He demanded to see the governor again and was again taken into custody. Says here lawmakers were not notified of either incident until Thursday morning. The Evers administration initially refused to supply information to the Journal Sentinel early Thursday. Quote, "I was not notified, but it sounds like the Capitol Police did a fine job," Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican, said. And he said that on Thursday. Last year, Evers appeared on a target list of a man accused of fatally shooting a retired county judge. So-called hit list was found in the suspect's vehicle with names that included Governor Evers, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky. And so that is exactly why we need gun regulation, because there are a lot of people out there who have mental and emotional issues that should not be allowed to own or carry guns, right? I think we can all agree on that. If you disagree, I'd like to hear what you have to say. The next thing I want to get to is an event that goes on in Madison every year. Let me ask my producer, Sam, have you ever participated in the World Naked Bike Ride?
I have not. I saw it 2 years ago, and I had no idea what it was. And I was just like driving through town when it happened, and I was like so caught off guard.
That's funny. If you don't know what's going on and you just happen to see all these people riding past you on bikes without any clothes on, they're wearing their helmets, which is a good safety thing, but they're not wearing any clothes. Well, there's news on this. This is according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And evidently, Republicans want to shut the whole thing down. They say it's not good for kids, evidently. Republicans seek to shut down the World Naked Bike Ride events in Wisconsin after a child's participation. This piece posted yesterday by Hope Carnop at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says here Republican lawmakers are attempting to shut down the World Naked Bike Ride events in Wisconsin after local police and prosecutors determined a young girl's photographed participation in the Madison ride this summer did not violate any laws. A Senate committee held a public hearing Thursday for two bills aimed at changing how police would prosecute displays of nudity in public and preventing taking photos of nude children. The proposals have gained the support of about 20 Republicans, but no Democrats. Quote, "It's kind of a joke, but it's not a joke," said Senate President Chris Kapenga. Republican from Delafield and author of the bills. This is a pretty serious issue, especially in today's society, is his quote. One bill would eliminate the language in state law that exposing genitals publicly and indecently constitutes a Class A misdemeanor, which carries a $10,000 fine, 9 months in prison, or both. The statute would instead apply to intentional exposure in public. Both proposals include exceptions for breastfeeding in public. And the other bill would prohibit people from allowing minors to attend, quote, an event at which a group of adult participants intentionally expose their genitals, buttocks, or other intimate parts in a public area, end quote. It would also prohibit taking pictures of nude children in public unless for the purpose of reporting it to law enforcement within a day. Children have always been allowed to participate if they are with a parent or legal guardian, according to Peter Keating, the organizer of the Madison event. He doubted whether the changes would result in the event being shut down, noting district attorneys have not enforced other laws like the state's 1849 abortion ban. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said it's probably not a really good idea for children to participate in the event, and said he'd take a look at the proposals. Quote, I think we need to keep things from boiling over into litigating and legislating things that frankly don't need it, Evers said yesterday, Thursday, after touring a child care center in Oregon. It happened once. Do we need to legislate against that? It seems like there's more important things for people to legislate about, end quote. Senator LaTanya Johnson, Democrat from Milwaukee, brought up concerns that the changes could mean parents would not be allowed to take children to a Beyoncé concert, for example, where dancers may show their buttocks on stage. The legislature's nonpartisan attorneys said a court could interpret the law narrowly and not criminalize the parents. Quote, there are a lot of concert venues in my district, Johnson said. It's a concern for those parents that will take their children there that can potentially be illegal. And it also affects the revenue that's coming into the state from ticket sales, concession purchases, the whole nine yards, end quote. I guess here's a quote from Kapenga. He said, I highly doubt that Beyonce would not come because she... I should have read this before I read it on the radio. Kapenga says, I highly doubt that Beyonce would not come because she can't expose her crack. That's what he said. A strip of cloth from Joanne's fabric costs about 37 cents. So if they've got to buy 100 strips of cloth to cover their butt crack, I'm okay with that. End quote. That has to be the craziest quote I think I've ever read on the radio. In a memo sent to lawmakers seeking co-sponsorship, Kapenga and Representative Cindy Ducow, Republican from the town of Delafield, described their Child Protection Act as a response to a girl's participation in Madison's World Naked Bike Ride earlier this summer. Quote, Madison police had cited participants in the past, but new city leadership seems to have looked the other way, they wrote. These bills will help give all municipalities clarity in the law and affirm that exposing yourself in public is illegal, and furthermore, subjecting kids to this indecent and inappropriate display will also not be tolerated, end quote. The Madison Police Department received multiple complaints, including from conservative Dane County Supervisor Jeff Wigand, alleging a girl believed to be about 10 years old rode in the June event. A photo posted to Facebook by the organizer of Milwaukee's event showed the girl facing away from the camera, riding a bike while nude with her buttocks visible. The department's Special Victims Unit reviewed the photo but determined Wisconsin's statutes on possession of child pornography did not apply because the photo was not sexual in nature. And I think we have to stop right there and mention that's the whole crux of the issue. The World Naked Bike Ride isn't a sexual thing. It's a freedom thing, right? So this photograph of this girl in the bike ride was, of course, not sexual in nature because sex doesn't have anything to do with this bike ride. Getting back to the story in the Journal Sentinel, it says police also determined a statute relating to exposing a child to harmful material or narrations did not apply, again, because this has nothing to do with sex. Police also used their discretion to not cite participants. Under the local public indecency ordinance, Madison City Attorney Michael Haas previously explained, court decisions interpreting indecent leave room for judgment about whether the conduct offends a community's sense of decency, he said. Even if the bills are enacted, law enforcement and prosecutors could still determine whether the conduct warrants prosecution under state criminal laws or local ordinances, Haas said. The State Department of Justice also confirmed it was never involved in investigating the incident. So there you have it. It's not about sex. It's about being on a bike with a bunch of people and, yes, being naked. Is that a bad thing? What do you think? Feel free to call in and let me know, 715-388-7155. Going to take a break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Boogie that, boogie that.
There he goes.
Boogie that, boogie that.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street. Gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the street. Like to show off his physique. If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking around, inviting public critique.
Hello, what's again, everyone? Your Action News reporter on the scene at the gas station. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just in here trying to get some air in my car there, and he disappeared out of the traffic. Comes streaking around the grease right there, didn't have nothing on but a smile. Ethel's in there getting her a cold drink. I hollered in there, I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late, she'd done been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shock absorbers.
He ain't
boogie that, boogie that.
He ain't boogie that,
boogie that.
He's just on the mood to run in the
news. Well, yes, they call him the street.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 50, northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 36, partly cloudy. Slight chance for isolated rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 50, overcast skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 45.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
That song in a long time. What a jam from Matthew Sweet. That song's about 30 years old now. Well, that's been a long time since I heard it. Matthew Sweet, by the way, celebrating a birthday today, born on this date in 1964. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 41 degrees in Hayward right now. In La Crosse, it's 49 degrees at 8:53. And the next topic I want to get to here is about the net worth of the former president of the United States. Did you hear that he did not make the Forbes 400 list that was just published? You know, Forbes magazine publishes a list of the 400 richest people. And it says here, for the first time in a few years, in several years, he did not make the cut because his estimated net worth had fallen drastically. I'll give you a little bit of the story from Newsweek. It says here that Donald Trump's net worth at risk of catastrophic hit, according to a lawyer. This piece was posted yesterday afternoon at Newsweek by Catherine Fung, and it says Donald Trump's net worth is at risk of taking a catastrophic hit, a former federal prosecutor said. Michael McAuliffe, who also is a former elected state attorney, said that the $250 million civil fraud suit being brought against Donald Trump, his two eldest sons, and the Trump Organization is posing a significant threat to the former president's net worth, and it's likely Trump knows it. Quote, the case has the increasingly likely consequence of dismantling the Trump family businesses in New York. And it says that would be catastrophic to Donald Trump's net worth, whatever it is, McAuliffe told Newsweek. That may be why he showed up at trial and is attacking the participants with sustained verbal tantrums, end quote. In a rare court appearance, Trump attended the first 3 days of his civil trial in Manhattan this week. Ahead of the fourth day, Judge Arthur Ongaron, who is presiding over the trial and who has already found Trump liable of fraud, issued a ruling that will block the former president and 2024 candidate, his sons, and company executives from secretly transferring or protecting their assets. McAuliffe said the penalties and consequences of the trial could be foundational to Trump's net worth because it is so deeply intertwined with his ability to promote confidence in his assets. Quote, a key component of Trump's net worth is his ability to convince others of the value of his brand and his properties. The civil suit takes aim at that very issue, McAuliffe said. It's like a balloon popping. Once the air starts escaping, it's hard to stop, end quote. Speaking to reporters outside the courthouse on Wednesday, Trump said, quote, nobody's supposed to know my net worth. But now everybody is and will, and I hope you're impressed, end quote. He also said that the financial documents he submitted in the past are much less than his actual net worth. It can't be fraud because I gave them lower numbers, he said. The Trumps have been accused by New York Attorney General Letitia James' office of inflating their assets in an effort to commit insurance fraud. James alleged that Trump, in particular, inflated his net worth by as much as $3.6 billion during 3 years between 2011 and 2021. It is 8:57, almost 8:58. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
My bills are all due, and the babies need shoes, but I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter a pound, and I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry, and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that get bigger each day. The county will haul my belongings away. I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan. I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog for a bone.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Liz Lam-